HarperCollins presents Vita Nostra by Marina and Sergei Diachenko, read by Jessica Ball. Part 1. The prices. Oh, the prices were simply ludicrous. In the end, Mum rented a tiny room in a five-story building, 20 minutes from the shore, with windows facing west. The other room in the one-bedroom apartment was occupied by a young couple, with whom they would have to share the kitchen, bathroom, and toilet.
"Those two are on the beach the whole day," reasoned the landlady. "They are young. They don't need much. The sea is right there. You can almost see it out of your window. Pure paradise."
The landlady departed, leaving behind two keys, one for the main entrance and one for the door to their room. Sasha dug her faded, last year's swimsuit from the bottom of the suitcase and changed quickly in the bathroom, where someone else's underwear was drying on the space heater. She felt joyful and giddy. Just a few more minutes, and hello, sea, here we come. Waves, salt on her lips, deep, khaki-coloured water. All that was forgotten during the long winter. Transparent water changing the colour of her skin to yellow-white. Swimming toward the horizon, feeling the sea glide over her stomach and back, then diving deep down, staring at the rocks on the bottom, seaweed and tiny speckled fish.
"Should we eat first?" Mum asked.
She was exhausted by the long trip in the stuffy economy-class seats, the apartment search, negotiations with potential landlords. None of it was easy.